This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The Bethlehem Food Co-op has been working for years to open a community-owned grocery store to serve the Lehigh Valley. Last year, they announced a location in a new building going up at 250 East Broad Street in Bethlehem. I'm joined by phone by co-op board chair Carol Ritter. Thanks for joining us, Carol.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm excited to be here.
I know some people have been involved for years in this project. Why don't we start by you telling me, why does the community need a Bethlehem Food Co-op? There are grocery stores available.
Right. Well, we're very different than a traditional grocery store. We are owned by the community, so we're a democratic association. And we did a needs assessment for the city of Bethlehem and found out that there was no place for the residents in downtown to walk to the grocery store. So they are able to walk to the store. We're on a bus route. So that solves a lot of problems with access to fresh food and healthy food.
So there's this emphasis on serving a local community, but also providing a place to sell for local food producers, right?
Correct. One of the things we're doing right now in getting preparation to open the store is we are soliciting producers and farmers who would like to provide us with product when we open the store next year.
I had said it's been a long process, and it has gone back some 10 years or so. How long have you been involved, and how did you get involved in the first place?
The board of directors 7 years ago came to me. I grow small businesses and asked my company if we would be able to work for them temporarily on a contract to grow their membership. Don't hold me to these numbers, but I think it was about at 150, and we were able to grow it to about 500.
And that's pretty good for a place that doesn't have a storefront and isn't actually, you know, on the ground yet.
Well, what we learned was the community really wants this. And then I decided, because I love the mission so much, so I ran for the board.
Now, membership at the current day has increased quite a bit more than 500. Yeah. Do you happen to know what membership is at the moment?
We're about at 1,160. Our goal is 1,250. Before we open the store, and that is, those 1,250 will be considered the founding members of the co-op.
The old building at 250 East Broad is down. What will this new building be like where the co-op will open? And it's scheduled to open when? Next summer?
Yes, probably August of 23, we're hoping. We have developers who they're going to own the building. We have a 10-year lease. Above us will be 42 apartments, or as I like to call them, 42 shoppers.
So let me ask you about shorter-term goals. What are the goals for the Bethlehem Food Co-op, say, in the next month or so?
We need to raise about $300,000 to complete the project. We have about $120,000 that we've raised, and we just recently were approved for a second grant. We haven't announced it yet, but that will take us to about where we will need about $160,000 yet to raise.
How will you raise the remaining money?
Well, we raise it from members. We have a naming rights program that we started where you can have an aisle named after you. If you have a particular interest in, let's say, the vitamin aisle, I could be the Carol Ritter vitamin aisle, or there's tiles you can buy in the store where you can name your family or your pets. You can also buy a department. You can buy the dairy department. And have your, it's called naming rights, so it's a nice way for you to tell the community you really believe in this project, and you help us get it off the ground.
That sounds like fun. I would like to own the hot chili bin, so I might look into what it would take. How else can people help get the co-op off the ground at this point?
Well, we always are looking for volunteers. We're involved in Saucon Valley Farmers Market, as well as the Rose Garden, Bethlehem Rose Garden Farmers Market, and we try to have at least one event a month.
Is there an event planned for August?
Yes, there is. We are partnering with the City of Bethlehem. There will be an end of the summer co-op and city program at Friendship Park on August 27th from 4 to 8.
Well, we would like to keep up with the co-op's progress right through its opening. I hope we can speak with you again and introduce our listeners to some others who are involved in the project.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Carol Ritter is board chair of the Bethlehem Food Co-op. You can learn more or become a member by visiting their website, or learn more by visiting their booth at the Bethlehem Farmers Market Saturdays at the Rose Garden.